Haynes Volunteer Fire Chief Al Giddings says firefighters got a call about a structure fire around 6:30 p.m. Wednesday.
And when we arrived, there was a small structure fully involved. It was approximately 250 feet from the side of the highway, so there was no driveway access. So we had to, the firefighters advanced 200 feet of a 2.5-inch attack line, and then from that two 50-foot sections of 1¾-inch attack line, and they were able to extinguish the fire. But unfortunately, the structure was a total loss.
Giddings says it was a small, roughly 7-by-10-foot cabin and the temporary residence of one occupant who escaped with his three dogs.
So he made it to safety up on the roadside. He was met there with our ambulance crew, the police department, and citizens that had stopped for help, and that he did not need medical assistance.
Giddings said the man reported the cause of the fire to be related to the wood stove.
It appears as if the fire may have originated from a cast iron kind of potbelly stove. And with the cold, he'd been really stoking it with quite a bit of wood. And I think just the age of the house and maybe a imperfect installation, it spread into the roof structure members of the house, and then he ran from there.
Giddings says the Salvation Army arranged for temporary housing for the unnamed man. He says the owner of the cabin was contacted and estimates the damage to be about $1,000. Giddings says his department has responded to approximately 6 chimney fires so far this winter. He urges the public to make sure to keep chimneys clean.
If there's any creosote that builds up in the upper areas of the smokestack, that can ignite. And those fires, kind of petroleum-based, oil-based, they can get pretty hot. They can burn 800, 900, 1,000, 1,200 degrees, where it can actually melt through the chimney stack. So I would just say, you know, monitor your fires. Be very careful, especially if you're burning green wood. Unseasoned wood.
Giddings says 14 members of the Haynes Volunteer Fire Department and EMS teams responded, including one engine and one 4,000-gallon fire tanker. He said if there is any suspicion of a chimney fire, do not hesitate to call 911. In Haynes, I'm Corinne Smith.